I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Christian brother in Pakistan is under attack, but God continues to prove himself faithful. A new development in Ahmed's story coming up. And Nigeria is an interesting mix of Christians, Muslims, and animist culture. So what does gospel outreach look like there? We'll find out in just a couple of moments. But our first story takes place today in Pakistan, where last Friday, Ahmed, a co-laborer for the gospel, had to appear in court for his blasphemy trial. Sharing an update, FMI's Bruce Allen.
And then shortly before midnight, Eastern time, I received word that Ahmed was indeed attacked by 10 men as soon as he was called into the courtroom for his legal proceedings on charges of blasphemy against Islam. He suffered 2 head injuries, but there were friends with him who were able to take him to the hospital for emergency treatment.
It's come to light that the judge and a legal assistant hearing Ahmed's case were complicit in that attack.
Once the attack by those 10 militants had started, the judge simply winked, got up, and left the courtroom for his chambers.
Ahmed still has a fatwa against him, which calls for all Pakistani Muslims to hunt him down and kill him. And because of this fatwa, these men, including the judge, will most likely face no repercussions for their actions. But thankfully, Ahmed is now home with his family. So let's keep praying for them and praise God for delivering Ahmed through this trial.
As much as I say it was a long, tearful night, I can agree with Scripture and say joy came in the morning.
Next, short-term mission trips are more than a chance to see a different culture. They open up hearts. Last year, high school student Jonathan Lipscomb went to Guatemala with AMG International. But even after returning home, he felt God calling him back to Guatemala. He's returning this week for a 6-week internship with AMG. Now, he'll join AMG at a camp to serve some of the more than 50% of Guatemalans who live under the poverty line. Lipscomb says,
poverty is something that we always, like, hear about. We've always been told about, like, we know what it is. But at least for me, I didn't think I personally understood it until I saw it firsthand. One of the places we went to the first day we were there is the city dump in Guatemala City, and we saw that some of those people's livelihood was getting up every day and going to the dump and trying to find stuff that they can sell to feed their families and put food on the table.
AMG brings the hope of Christ into this dark situation. So let's be praying for God's continued blessing on this camp ministry and for Jonathan's first day of work today. Pray that the trip would be fruitful. And let's thank God that workers are answering the call to go to those who need Christ. If you'd like to explore Guatemala, a short-term trip, or even the internship program, you'll find details at missionnews.org. And World Mission recently sent 200 solar-powered audio Bibles to the Hausa people in Nigeria. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
There's over 30 million Hausa speakers in Nigeria, and the people on the ground tell us it's almost 99% of them are Muslim. So it's very difficult to break into their culture and share the gospel. But what we found is the treasure has been incredibly well-received because it speaks their language, and the people embrace it. So these 200 treasures that are going in right now, more than 28,000 Muslims will hear the gospel for the first time in the next few weeks.
World Mission has a vision to reach all Muslims in Nigeria with the gospel, but they can't do it alone.
There's no absence or void of Christianity. There's tens of millions of Christians in Nigeria. However, they're largely consolidated in the south. We need to specifically pray that God would mobilize and raise up Christians in the south with a passion and a burden for their Muslim brothers and sisters that are in the north, because they're the ones most strategically positioned to go up into the northern part.
World Mission has a leadership training program to mobilize Christians. Pray that the gospel would spread throughout the country. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is immense. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will not only explain more, but also help you to pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.